KQEN.
Good morning. This morning on the Morning Comp... Good morning. This morning on the morning conversation, we're speaking with Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, the Douglas County Public Health Officer. Good morning, Dr. Bob.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we like getting these updates from the person in the know about things like the current COVID situation here in the county and possibly, too, what monkeypox is doing in the state. But let's start with COVID. Do you have an update for us on the situation around here?
Well, we are in a moderate surge of COVID, mostly due to BA2 and BA5. And so we're seeing a moderate number of cases. And we know there are probably more cases out there for people who test at home. And we have a moderate number of hospitalizations. This morning we have 13 people in the hospital. Some are really quite ill. So we are at a moderate surge. Not nowhere near where we were with Delta or Omicron, but otherwise pretty high.
Now, we had a question earlier, and I wanted to pass the question along to you. Is the when people are tested in a doctor's office or at one of the Viva clinics, is that every test being tested for what variant it could be?
No. So only a small fraction are being tested for variants. To do that, you need to do genetic sampling. So probably only one test out of 100 gets actually fully sequenced.
Okay, but that is enough of a sample to still get a good idea of that surge happening in the area.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much for clearing that up. But as this is kind of continuing as a surge, we see cases leveling out a bit, but those hospitalizations increasing. What does that mean for this variant? Is it worse than previous variants?
Well, it's probably not worse in general, but I just think there are more cases. And so we're seeing especially people who are not vaccinated or not boosted really getting quite sick. Among people who are vaccinated and boosted, we're seeing very few hospitalizations.
And what about the new vaccine that has come out for Oregon residents or that will be coming out for Oregon residents? Is it something that as the Douglas County Public Health Officer that you can recommend?
Yes. So the new vaccine is the Novavax vaccine. Novavax vaccine is a vaccine that's made with conventional vaccine technology. So for people who were scared or worried about the RNA vaccines and wanted to have a more traditional vaccine, this would be the time to get vaccinated.
And so along with vaccination, what are Douglas County residents or what should Douglas County residents really be doing as this surge continues?
So we're having a few suggestions. First is get vaccinated, and if you're eligible, get boosted. Second, we're suggesting if you're sick, stay home. We are seeing a number of outbreaks started by people who are sick and go to work or sick and go to a party and then infect others. So if you're sick, please stay home. If you're sick, get tested. You can test yourself at home or go to the clinic and get tested. And if you're positive, then to stay home for 5 days.
Good advice from Dr. Dannenhofer, who is the Douglas County Public Health Officer, joining us this morning on the Morning Conversation. Let's shift gears just a little bit about monkeypox. We know it's reached Oregon, but hasn't really reached Douglas County. Are we worried that it's going to get this far?
Well, we're hoping that it's going to stop. So early on with monkeypox, this was a new rare disease that many people hadn't seen and may have gotten either passed over or misdiagnosed. I think now people are aware of it. We also have a vaccine that you can use after you've been exposed that will prevent you from getting the disease. We have doses of it here in Douglas County. And so if you have a funny, unusual, pimply rash, especially if you've had international travel, please see your doctor, and then we'll see if this is monkeypox. And if it is, we can vaccinate those around you so that it won't spread.
Now, with monkeypox kind of coming up with 32 cases currently in the state, what should people know about its, is it lethal? Is it something kind of like COVID where you could get sick enough to have complications that make you hospitalized?
So in general, it's a mild disease. The overwhelming majority of people with monkeypox do not need to be hospitalized. And I think there's only been one death associated with it. So it's not nearly as lethal as COVID, but it's pretty unsightly, and we certainly don't want it to spread because very few people have immunity to it. So our recommendation is that people have an unusual rash, they should see their doctor. If their doctor says, I don't know what this is, they can call me and we can work through the state to do a diagnostic test to see if this is monkeypox. I don't think we're going to have very many cases here in Douglas County, but we are on the lookout.
Excellent. Well, and with the few minutes that we have left, is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning or update the community with?
Well, one of the things is water safety. So it's going to be really hot next week, and so people may want to go to the river to cool off. The river, however, is still very cold, and so people may go into the river to cool down, and then they get hypothermic, and they get hypothermic quickly, and their ability to swim and their ability to save themselves goes down. So we're really looking for people to enjoy the river, but to be safe.
Now, as a doctor, you might actually be able to explain a little bit better about what happens to the body when people jump in. Because I know there's people who have said, well, I'm a really strong swimmer, I'm not worried about it. But it's not really about how strong you are as a swimmer. It's about what happens to your body when it hits those cold temperatures in the water. Can you explain more about what takes place?
Well, when the water is in the 60s, as it is now, your body just jams up. So I was in the Navy, and one of the things we had to do was a cold water test. And at the time, I was a very good swimmer. But after about 2 minutes in 60-degree water, you really lose lots of feeling of your limbs, and your ability to coordinate your swimming really goes down, as well as your body recognizes that this is a bad situation and makes it really hard to breathe. So I would really caution people about the cold water, because each year we do see some drownings, many of those associated with people who try to swim across the river, get cold halfway through, and can't make it to the other side. So be safe and enjoy the river in the hot weather coming up.
And if somebody was wanting some more resources about staying safe in the rivers and in those cold temperatures of the rivers, do you have a website that they might be able to check out?
Right, so the Douglas County YMCA has a website that publishes the river temperatures each day, and then they have some advice on how to stay safe in the water this summer.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Bob Handen-Annenhofer, for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Excellent. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. That's your morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. We have news, sports, and weather up next on News Radio 93.9 FM 1240 KQEN.